From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's opening weekend for Almost Maine at Showtimers Community Theater. This Thursday through Sunday, it's a series of nine vignettes about relationships, some romantic, some not. Nathan Bradley directs the Showtimers production of Almost Maine.
John Cariani, the author, refers to it in one of his notes, because he has a lot of them, as almost a comedy. Which is, you know, in and itself funny because it's almost me. And right. I've been referring to it as that, as almost a comedy.
One of the main characters is the Northern Lights on display in the night sky as these relationship scenarios play out. Almost Maine opens Thursday at Showtimers and runs for the next two weekends. It's the second and last weekend for The Buttercups Were Lovely That Year at Little Town Players in Bedford, a play which touches on the impact of Alzheimer's. David Walton Jr. is the playwright and director.
I've been on play reading committees, and I've read a lot of dramas, and sometimes the dramas are just, you know, they're really, really heavy, as they would be. They're a drama. There is enough humor in Buttercups, I think, to really break some of the tension. I think it's a very poignant play. It's one about a search for hope. It's a play about redemption, and I think people will really be moved by it.
Blue Ridge PBS presents Artistic Encounters for February this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at its studio on McNeil Drive behind the Virginia Western Campus. Bob Crawford is a local painter with Avian Images, a focus, live music from Marty Hoover as well. It's a free event. Virginia Tech School of Performing Arts presents a unique take on Chekhov's classic comedy of broken dreams and thwarted love, The Seagull. Aaron Posner's Stupid Bleeping Bird is on stage at the Squires Studio Theater through two shows this Saturday. An album release party for Kinfolk at the Spot on Kirk this Friday. Two-time Grammy winner Kathy Mattea at Jefferson Center this Saturday. The Keith Allen Circus at Five Points Music Sanctuary Friday. East Nash Grass at Five Points on Saturday. First, it was Ginger Poole leaving Mill Mountain Theater as producing artistic director after almost two decades. And now the face of Southwest Virginia Ballet will do the same at the end of June. Pedro Zelaya has been artistic director at the pre-professional company for 18 years, about the same length of time Ginger Poole had been in Mill Mountain Theater. Zelaya says local arts organizations have supported each other to grow stronger.
The arts here is very strong and very evolved because it's more collaborations. The Jefferson Center, the Roanoke Youth Symphony, the Roanoke Symphony, the Opera, the Mill Mountain Theater. We collaborate with Roanoke Valley Theater. We collaborated with all the arts organizations and then the museum.
And Floyd Fest 2025 Aurora has released a sixth round of performers set to appear this late July. The local love lineup includes familiar bands like Soul Acoustics, Blue Mule, Empty Bottles, and the horn heavy Cinema Thaqu. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.